Part 3.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Do you know when the planning board will meet? I received two memos today with different times on them.
There was an update this morning. They said the meeting schedule for 3:30. Didn't you get it? Everyone got it.
I must have missed it somehow. I have been so busy.
Well, everyone else got it, though. You always don't get it the first time. What's going on, Mike?
Number 41. When will the planning board meet? Number 42. What is the problem Mike is faced with? Number 43. What is the woman frustrated with? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you met the new safety inspector for our factory?
Yes, he seems to be quite old but diligent. He was certainly checking everything carefully.
He's talking to management now. He'll be here on the assembly line next.
Okay. Well, let us get ready. We don't want to be the only department with a flaw, you know.
Number 44. Where does this conversation take place? Number 45. What do you know about the new inspector? Number 46. What will the speakers probably do next?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We can't really afford the new furniture for the reception area right now.
But don't you think that chairs are starting to look dated? They've been here since I started to work in this company.
I don't know. I think the chairs themselves are okay. Maybe they would look better if they were closer together. What do you think?
I just think that we should get some brand new furniture. It will help the employees to renew their minds about work too.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What do you know about the furniture in the reception area? Number 49. Why does the woman want the new furniture?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Would you like to join us for dinner at the French restaurant this Saturday? Their dishes are fantastic.
I'd love to, but I already have plans. I'm expecting company from out of town this weekend.
Oh, that's too bad. Then maybe we can work it out some other time.
Yeah, for sure. How about next Saturday, then? We can either go to the same place or to the ocean. There is a very nice restaurant at the seashore.
Number 50. What is the woman asking the man? Number 51. Why does the man refuse the invitation? Number 52. When will they probably meet next?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a TV. I was thinking about getting one of those HD TVs, but I don't know much about them.
Well, I'll try to tell you all you need to know about our selection and about high-definition TV. Basically, HD TV gives you much higher resolution, the same kind of resolution you would get on a DVD movie, and the same amazing sound quality. We have many types of HD TVs, ranging from 29 inches to a whopping 56 inches. I should also add that for all TV purchases over $1,000, you get a free DVD and 10% off any speaker set you wish to buy with your TV.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. However, I think my price range is about $1,500. I'm not too sure about getting speakers yet. I just want to get the biggest HD TV I can get for $1,500.
Well, I've got two pretty good choices for you. One is a 52-inch projection monitor TV that's selling for just under $1,000, and a smaller 23-inch HD TV for $1,200. Mind you, it is a flat panel screen. It's so thin you can hang it up like a painting. The projection monitor is a bit bulkier, but it is bigger. Of course, we'll take care of shipping, free of charge, and both come with a 1-year labor and parts warranty.
Number 53. What is the man's maximum budget? Number 54. What bonus is not offered for TVs priced over $1,000? Number 55. What unit is selling for $1,200? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my brother referred you to me. There seems to be a problem under my sink and with my toilet. Basically, both are leaking and making my floor wet.
No problem. First, let's see if we can fix this problem over the phone. If not, then I can come over and hopefully fix it there. Now, first with the toilet. Take off the cover and flush and tell me what you see.
Oh, I see. It looks like the drain plug stopper has a crack in it. It's not stopping the water properly. I guess I won't be needing your help for the toilet anymore, but there's still something wrong with the sink. It just keeps on dripping and really keeps me up at night.
Well, more than likely, you have to replace the washer on your sink. Those are really cheap and easy to fix. All you need to do is take an up-close picture of your faucet and knobs and take a rough estimate measurement of them as well. And then take the pictures and measurements to any hardware store. They should be able to give you the right washer. With the washer package, it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to change the washer. That should save you about $40 on labor. If you're still having trouble, give me another call, and I'll bring my tools and parts and fix it up for you.
Number 56. What is the man's profession? Number 57. What needs to be replaced with the toilet? Number 58. What does the woman have to bring to a hardware store? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello and welcome to Betty's. Can I take your order, please?
I'd like a ham and cheese sandwich on rye bread with a small pineapple juice.
Certainly, ma'am. I'll be right back with your drink. Your food should be ready in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and I'd also like you to bring me some extra napkins when you have a moment.
Number 59. Who is the man? Number 60. What does the woman want? Number 61. What will he bring her first? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Today Magazine. Are you familiar with our publication?
Yes, I see it on the newsstand sometimes when I'm walking through town.
Would you be interested in subscribing at all? We're offering a special deal to new subscribers this month.
No, not really. I prefer books to magazine articles.
Number 62. How is the woman familiar with the magazine? Number 63. Why is the man calling? Number 64. What does the woman like to read? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation. I can't believe it. Do you remember that photo contest I entered last month? Well, I just heard that I won.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations. What's the grand prize?
I'm getting free film for the next 6 months, and my photos will be displayed at the Sanjay Art Center on the other side of town.
Well, be sure to let me know when your photos are up. I'd love to go down and take a look at them.
Number 65. What did the man win? Number 66. Where is the art gallery? Number 67. What does the woman want to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Krista, do you have a key to the research laboratory? I left some research papers there that I needed to take home with me this weekend.
No, but the janitor has a master key. Why don't you go and find him?
I'll try, but I haven't seen him recently. Any idea where he might be?
His duty schedule is posted in the hallway. Go check the sheet and find out.
Number 68. Who has the key to the laboratory? Number 69. What does the woman tell the man to do? Number 70. Where will the man probably go next?